This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Iams. Today, Leroy discusses the upside-down organizational chart in the kingdom of God as we study Matthew chapter 20. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Iams.
How many truly great people do you know? I suppose it depends on your definition of greatness as to how many people would be on your list. I don't know very many great people, and if I apply the teaching of Jesus on the subject, the list would be even shorter. Listen to the words of Jesus to his disciples in Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 through 28. The princes of the Gentiles exercise authority upon them, but it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Now nothing could be clearer than that. To lead is to serve. Service is the law of greatness in the kingdom of Christ. I remember being with a group of Wycliffe missionaries during a week of meetings in Arizona. One day we had a special meal, and I was going through the line, and I noticed that Kenneth Pike was serving the beans. Now, Dr. Kenneth Pike, Ph.D., is recognized as one of the world's leaders in the field of linguistics. This man is a genius. He is one of a kind. And there he was, serving the beans. I've never forgotten that, because he could have easily been at the head table, being catered to, because of his position and prestige in his field. Instead, he had chosen to serve others. You see, even Jesus was not exempt from his own law of leadership through service. The King of Kings is our great example. His willing sacrifice on the cross is the clearest picture of what he taught his disciples as he prepared them to be leaders in his kingdom. But it took time for the disciples to understand what true discipleship really was. The teaching of Christ came after James and John asked the Lord if they could sit on his right hand and his left, in his glory. They wanted to sit in a place of prominence and authority. But Jesus countered with the command to serve. Most large businesses have an organizational chart with the chief executive's name at the top and the rest of the people in descending order under him. But in the kingdom of God, Jesus turned that chart upside down and put himself on the bottom as servant of all the rest. If you're not getting credit for your good work as a Christian, keep serving. Jesus says you're on the road to greatness. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Iams.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, what should we do to be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ? Join us on Daily Discipleship.